Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
So I saw you had some numbers in front of you earlier there, Jerry. And I'm wondering, what are all, you're a math guy. You got all these numbers in front of you. And I'm like, what is this? What is this about?
Are we talking about my son's arm?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, so... So because of the news yesterday with Garrett Cole over the weekend with the Tommy John surgery, the idea that it's very possible he is going to need Tommy John surgery. And it's been recommended, I believe, by one doctor already that he goes through with it and does that. And I know they're getting a second opinion. I have always been one of belief that, you know, when you look at pictures from the 60s, 70s, 80s, money for sure has an influence on whether they continue to pitch or don't pitch, pitch through pain, not pitch through pain. Same thing with the position players. But I also am a firm believer in we simply didn't play as much baseball as we do now at a young age. And I know this is a conversation that bores a lot of people, but I did think it was very interesting to the point. So when I played in the spring. And then if I was good enough to make the All-Star team, I would play in one or two summer league tournaments. And that was it. And then you were ramping up for football or soccer in the fall. You played basketball in the winter, and you got ready for baseball again in March. Now, having gone through it for 15 years coaching both of my kids, it is basically an 11-month out-of-the-year sport for kids. And I have coached enough games and enough kids to where I have seen kids play one, two, three teams at a time. I've seen kids pitch on Friday, come back and pitch on Sunday, and who knows if they pitched on Saturday for another team. So I thought that it would be fun, just because to me, I feel like a body is like a car. If you put oil in a car, the car's not going to run right. If you don't feed your body right, you're not going to operate right. And like a car is going to have wear and tear. I think the body's the same way. So there's a cool app if you're into youth sports and baseball called Game Changer. And what Game Changer does, it took the place of the scorebook. You score everything on the phone on an app, which also includes pitch count. So we started with Game Changer in 2020.
Okay.
So I was able to look at 2020, which was that was the pandemic year. So it was no spring, but we played summer ball and fall ball. 2021, 22, and then 23. He also pitched in 18 and 19. I don't have any of those numbers. I don't have the numbers from last year. I did not abuse my son by any stretch. I promise you that. And we were very diligent with pitch counts. And, you know, is it a grind for them? Like, I think Jacob DeGrom works really hard when he throws. Other guys throw free and easy. What would you think would be he's only 14 right now, going to be 15. He's going into freshman ball. How many pitches in those seasons do you think nice form, Al. What do you think the number would be?
We're talking about total or in each season?
I'm talking total, summer of 2020 through 23. What do you think the number is?
Oh, my God. I can't even.
I don't know if I was shocked or not by it, to be quite honest.
15,000?
No. But it was almost 7,000 pitches.
Okay, yeah.
That's for a kid who's 14 that hasn't even reached high school yet. My point is, by the time these guys, because it's all changed so much, and I didn't abuse him. He didn't throw twice a week. It was once a week max, and the number was still 7,000 pitches for those three seasons. My point is, you're now Garrett Cole. My guess is he probably pitched like this as a kid through high school.
Yeah.
Now in the pros, I mean, it's like having a car that's got, 800,000 miles on it. So it doesn't shock me that this is happening more and more, because they are now playing more than ever and across multiple teams, multiple, seasons. And it's too much. I really do believe it's too much.
Yeah. I mean, and think about a guy like Garrett Cole has been on teams ever since he left the Pirates that have gone deep into the postseason every single year. He's a power pitcher. He throws hard. And then the season, he's throwing hard into October. And then he's starting to throw the ball again in February.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Now,
it's not a lot of time off.
And it's amazing to me, though, there isn't somebody out there who is changing something that has to do with when these guys throw. Because everybody's still doing the same stuff. And there's pitching labs and this and that. But as far as, like, this is your throw day. And this is when you start throwing in spring training. None of that has changed.
These
guys are still getting hurt.
And on top of everything I just said, now these guys are throwing harder. Well, who was the pitcher the other day? He's got 18 pitches. I mean, give me a break.
Right.
But they are. They're fooling around with the ball. They're fooling around with the arm slot. I mean, everything is so unnatural. It's just, to me, it's a lot. And I don't know that it ever changes. To me, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, because these guys say, like, oh, you know, we got to ramp up. We got to get to a certain place with the pitching and then the conditioning and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, how about just not throwing?
How about you add to the mix the warm-up pitches in the bullpen, the long tosses before games, just the random catch. I mean, you've got a baseball player, I would think, that started playing ball when he was like 8 years old, and now Gerrit Cole is, what is he, 30? What do you say?
35.
Is he that old? I was going to say 33, but okay, 34, whatever. So let's say for the last 20, he must have, like, I don't even know what the number would be, hundreds of thousands of throws on that arm.
Oh, God.
So I don't know. I don't know that there's ever going to be a right answer. Maybe again, back in the day, as they say, because money wasn't what it is and contracts were, maybe a lot of these guys threw a lot of these issues and we didn't know about it. That's certainly possible. I don't know. But what I do know is this stinks that it's some big pitcher and it's multiple guys. It seems like every single year we go through this.
Well, I mean, this is why David Stearns has his theory on paying pitchers. Now, he obviously went and got a guy in Frankie Montas who has a injury history, and he's already hurt and he's going to be out for a while, and that kind of blew up in his face. But it's not, you know, $50 million a year, $40 million a year for Frankie Montas. But this is why he doesn't do it, because there's just these guys, they pitch once every fifth day, and a lot of them get hurt.
Right, if you're lucky. They're out there once every fifth day.
Right. And they get hurt and they're out for a long period of time and Tommy John surgery and all of these things. I mean, you think about it, it is true. Like, you think about how many pitches he's thrown. It's not just the high leverage game pitches, like the side session, the long toss, all of these things. You ever think about how many times, what do you think the number is on how many times Tiger Woods has swung a golf club?
Oh, a million?
You think he got to a million?
I do. Yeah, of course. Tiger Woods is now, he's got to be in his late 40s at this point.
Yeah.
He's been playing since he's 3 years old. We saw, you know, all the those TV clips. And the way he practices, yeah, I would say it's fair to say he's probably swung a golf club a million times. Yeah.
It's wild to think about, isn't it?
I do.
Let's go to Jonathan in Scarsdale. What's going on, Jonathan?
So, I'm loving this discussion. Pitchers and hitters. You know, we've been able to, with nutrition and exercise and all this stuff, we're able to maximize human performance, but we're not able to maintain it there because people are like cars. I mean, they break down. You know, you can make an incredible race car, but they don't race every single day. And it's an important thing to realize. You can maximize people's performance. Look at all the hitters that, you know, Aaron Judge strains an oblique. Pitchers having Tommy John surgery at the age of 16. It's insane. I mean, we can maximize them, but people just can't be maintained at that level for long, long periods of time.
A lot of wear and tear. A lot of wear and tear.
Especially the way that the game of baseball is, too. I mean, it's just like, it's a lot of, you know, violence in throwing the ball and a lot of stopping and starting, and that's where a lot of those, you know, those soft tissue injuries happen, especially when you're talking about when it's cold in the beginning of the season, like that stuff. It's a different type of game, but they still shouldn't be getting hurt this much.
I agree.
It's still freaking baseball.
I totally agree. And I do think a lot of guys shut it down. And, you know, the whole, he's got a hangnail, he's not playing. All right, that's a little extreme. But there is a lot of things that guys don't fight through anymore because, quite frankly, they don't have to.